Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Certainly is, and we have got David Clark, who is part of the Digital Research Hub at the University of Auckland on the line. Kia ora, David, how are you?
Fantastic. Kia ora, Rachel. How are you doing this morning?
I'm really well, thank you. It's great to be able to talk to you about what sounds like a really interesting online festival. I kind of feel like you'll probably do a much better job of explaining it. Can you tell us a little bit about what is ARS or Ars?
Yeah, Ars Electronica. So Ars Electronica is a arts and technology festival that's held every year in Linz in Austria. And this year, the festival is happening all over the world with partners from all across the world, and the University of Auckland is participating this year.
And so what kind of stuff happens at this festival? Is it bringing together lots of different like academic research? Is it in a specific area? What sort of tends to go down?
Yeah, so the festival investigates the point at which art, technology, and society converge with each other.
Cool.
And the really great thing about this year's festival is that it's all happening online, or most of it is happening online. There's a physical presence at Johann Kepler University in Linz, so there's a physical exhibition.
Right.
But for the most part, it's happening online via the Mozilla Hubs platform, which is basically it's a virtual space you can access with like virtual reality headsets.
Oh, wow.
or just through your browser. And it sort of represents a way that people can occupy exhibition space without actually having to be mm-hmm. at a physical location. So people from New York or Tokyo or New Zealand, they can all meet in this digital exhibition space, and they can go and visit exhibitions in Tokyo, or they can come and visit our exhibition provided by the University of Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of, it provides a space for those spontaneous interactions that you're not necessarily going to be able to have in a post-COVID world.
That's really cool, because I think a lot of things have gone online in this COVID context that we're all living in now, but that is something that you miss when you go online, is that ability to just have a chat with someone you don't know or run into somebody. And that's pretty hard to recreate in the digital space. But what is it about the Mozilla platform that you're using that kind of allows that to happen?
So when you enter the Mozilla Hub, you have an avatar in the space that sort of represents
cool.
you, and you can move, yeah, and you can move around in the space, and you can talk to other avatars in the space, and that's sort of based on your proximity to them within the space. And as you move around, you sort of activate different interactive components to space. So there might be a video playing on a wall, which will start playing as you move towards it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So is this kind of like from video game platforming that this sort of technology has developed? Because it sounds very similar to some, you know, formats you'd get on certain video games and things.
Yeah, definitely the experience feels a lot like being in a video game. I suppose virtual reality is a really big part of mm-hmm. the video game industry now, and where the industry is heading. When you do put on a VR headset and enter the space, it does feel incredibly immersive. And that's probably the best way of experiencing it. But it is great just going through your browser as well.
That's really cool. What kind of stuff is the University of Auckland contributing to this festival? What sort of projects will people be able to see from Auckland?
So the reason that the University of Auckland got involved with this festival is because in years past, the ArcSec Lab, which is a research laboratory at the University of Auckland, has sent contributions to the festival before. And they have sent things which try and merge the digital and the physical world, or occupy the space into an additional physical world. So they have really big installations, things like Light Wing and Light Tank, which are in large exhibition spaces. And yeah, it's hard to articulate without visual reference, but yeah, it's all about merging the digital and physical in really large installations. That's cool. One of the primary things that the University of Auckland is contributing to this festival.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt. I was just going to say, so are you working with like artists or academics, or who's actually contributing these kind of exhibition features or these things that you can actually look at?
There's all kinds of different people. It's our opening event, which is happening next week, the 9th of September at 6:30 p.m., we have a potpourri by the artist Charles Coroneo, which is going to kick off the event. But we've got all kinds of different contributors. We have dancers, scientists, artists. It's all about the convergence between art and technology.
It sounds like a really fascinating thing to experience. Can anybody go and have a look at it?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a website, ars.nz, and when the festival launches next week, anyone can access the Mozilla Hub, which is the virtual space, through our website. And there'll also be pages on the website itself for all of the different contributors and all the different projects involved in the festival.
Well, it sounds like a really fascinating thing, and it'll be really cool to see, I guess, not just Auckland's contributions, but everything from other spaces in the world. Anything that you're particularly excited about, David?
I think it's definitely the most interesting part of the festival is this idea of spontaneous interactions with people from across the world.
Mm.
I think a lot of different industries, like sports and entertainment, are exploring ways of recreating the ambience or atmosphere that you experience by, being at an event, being in an exhibition space, being at a sporting event. And obviously, you're not going to be able to completely recreate that atmosphere, but I think the Mozilla Hub technology does go some way to getting there, and especially if you have a VR headset, especially if you can experience it in that immersive way.
It sounds like a really exciting project. So it's ars.nz if people want to check it out.
ars.nz is how you access the webpage, and then the Mozilla Hub, which is the virtual space.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, David Clark from the University of Auckland's Digital Research Hub. I hope you have a lovely rest of your Tuesday.
No worries. Thank you very much, Rachel.
See ya.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank